Imagine giving addicts a single location where they could find everything they need, a place where the best minds in Boston would study cutting-edge treatment and where career counselors and housing agencies would guide the patient's return to the community. It's an idea being shopped by two groups representing residents and businesses in the south end of Boston. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains how it might work.
Every day, someone in the active community of drug users in the South End checks into a detox program, determined to fight their addiction. Some will move on to a residential or outpatient program. Their next step might be a halfway house or a group home dedicated to sober living. When there are gaps between any of these stages, patients often relapse. Steve Fox, who coordinates South End Neighborhood Associations, has been watching this cycle for years.
Somebody goes into detox, 30 days, they're back at Mass and Cass.
That's the area around the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard, where you might see dozens of people high or passed out on sidewalks on any given day.
We need to dedicate ourselves to not management of this problem, but towards getting ahead of it. It's time for us to recognize that this crisis is going to require a major investment in a mothership.
To spur creation of a mothership, Fox has teamed up with Sue Sullivan, who represents 235 area companies through the Newmarket Business Association. The two envision a campus in Boston and others around the state.
We're at soup to nuts. We're talking about everything from detox to temporary shelter to transitional shelter to mental health programs to all kinds of things.
All varieties of 12-step programs, all types of addiction medication treatment with real-time research to determine what's working and what's not. The key, say Fox and Sullivan, is no more gaps in services. Everything, including housing assistance and job counseling for patients, would be in one place.
They have something that they can...
Endless. I completely agree with you. I couldn't agree with you. I'm just very passionate about this. And Sue's right. The political will is the key.
I think the campus idea is great.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he isn't sure how the project would be funded, but he's sold on the continuum of care the campus would offer those in treatment.
You're talking somebody that could have a year sobriety in a clean environment. That's almost a recipe for success.
There are residential programs on Cape Cod, in Worcester, and on the North Shore that offer several stages of recovery in one facility. But Dr. Andrew Kolodny, co-director of the Opioid Policy Research Collaborative at the Brandeis Heller School, says he hasn't heard of any facilities with the scope of what's being proposed in Boston.
If this is a community recognizing that it's got a public health crisis and they're stepping up to the plate, I think that's great.
And Kolodny has a suggestion for funding. Ask the pharmaceutical firms who marketed opioids as a non-addictive cure-all for every kind of pain to help pay. But Kolodny does have some concerns about the campus approach.
If what's driving this is an effort to further marginalize or segregate people suffering from opioid addiction, that does concern me.
In Boston, Fox and Sullivan suggest creating an addiction recovery campus in and around Shattuck Hospital, the high-rise brick facility run by the state on the edge of Franklin Park. Vic DeGravio, president of the trade group Association for Behavioral Healthcare, cautions that Shattuck, which currently houses prisoners who need medical care, is not a particularly appealing place.
We need to think, would we be comfortable with having our loved ones served in that type of institutionalized setting, especially over an extended period of time?
DeGravio says there's no question the city needs more treatment, but it might be better to put it in communities.
We need to make sure there are services available where people live and work.
Fox and Sullivan say addiction campuses would be the hub of wheels, with spokes connecting patients to ongoing care in their community.
Look, I used to come in for a second.
I explained the campus idea to a group of drug users in Cambridge. Some shrug, others are more enthusiastic.
If this program's available, I would want to be one of the first ones to get in it.
Jose, who's 45, lives out of his car these days. We aren't using Jose's full name because his drug use is illegal. He's been through detox and treatment four times. Once he got kicked out because a urine test showed drugs. Another time, Jose says his doctor tried to wean him off an addiction management drug too quickly, and he relapsed. So would a campus with everything in one place help? Jose says yes, hesitates, and then adds,
I'm willing to go into a program, but I need to be 100% sure that I'm going to be good when I get out, because it's hard. Trust me, it's hard to get away from this.
There are, of course, no guarantees that treatment would work, whether on a campus or anywhere else. The next stop for Fox and Sullivan is the Baker administration, which controls Yusuf Shattuck, and would have to get on board if there's to be a major investment in an addiction recovery campus in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.